Judy.
Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing well. And yourself?
Ricochet. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Did your Passover Seder go well?
Very well. Very, very well. I was very pleased with it.
Baruch Hashem. As I said, we'll start in a minute or so.
Okay.
Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you. Good evening, Bacha.
Hi.
Hi.
Please join us, and we're going to count the Omer first. Shame you food could shabby food in chin te be tilu. Urchimu, urchimu, utilu, liachda. Shame you cave of all cave. The Yehuda shalim the shame. In a new baim, the kayem mitzvah. Sefirata omer la'asot nachat Ruach leotreinu v'la'asot v'tzon boreinu Vayhinoam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu Konena aleinu u'ma'aseh yadeinu Konenehu. We're going to read the verses that prepare our consciousness to say the blessing properly. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigmor Ba'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Chazdecha Leolam Ma'asei Adecha El Teref Ekra Lelohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alai V'ne'emar Va'evor Alayich Va'erech Mitposeset B'damayich Va'yomar Lach B'damayich Chayi v'omar lach, bedamayich chayi. Barki nashi et Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elohei gedalta, meod hod v'hadar levashta. O te or kashalma, No te shamayim taria. Baruch ata Adonai. Gematria 45, the 10 letters spelling out the tetragrammaton with olives. Gematria 45 is the gematria of Adam. Gematria Gematria of Malchut. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidashanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu al sefirata omer. The Samech and the Hey. The first letters of the Sefirat HaOmer has a gematria 65, which is the same as the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, also representing the energy of Malchut. Ha-yom achad asar yom la-Omer shehem shavua echad Tonight is the 11th night of the Omer. So we are counting 11, which is 1 week and 4 days. And now we're going to say the verse that connects us to the inner light, to manifest within ourselves the energy of this counting. Harachaman hu yachazu avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mehera b'yameinu amen. We're now going to say Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. If you have access to a menorah glyph where the words of the psalm are written in the seven branches of the menorah, it is always good to utilize that glyph. Lam nasea bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu bivarkenu Ya'er panav itanus ela Ladat ba'aretz darkecha bekol. The word bekol means in everything or with everything. We're using this word bekol to cleanse ourselves in this frame of the 11th day, 1 week and 4 days. Goyim yeshuatecha yoducha mim Elohim yoducha mim kulam yismechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim. We're using the letter Vav in the word Viranenu. It's the 11th letter in this particular verse of 49 letters. We're using this Vav, the hook, to cleanse that aspect of connection where we've made mistakes, that aspect of connection where we have caused ourselves harm and it's caused harm to other people. We're using this Vav to cleanse this. Ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aret tanhem sela yoducha mim Elohim yoducha mim kulam eretz not na yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yivarkenu Elohim Ve'iru Oto Kol Afse Aretz. We're going to say the Ana B'Koach Ana B'Koach Gedulat Mimcha Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabelrinam, the ready sin, the energy of passion, the fire, the ready sin we use to cleanse ourselves. This 11th night of the Omer, we correct the aspect of passion where we've made mistakes with other people. Tahareinu Noah Upreshayan Sintet Nun Nag Yibor Dorshe Yehudaka Yehavad Shalom Nindimadalad in Yud Kaf Shin. Sequenced Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body back to its stem cell state, where it can be cleansed, where it can be healed, where it can be rejuvenated, and then return it to the body in its newly recreated pristine state, where it will again do its job as it was created to do. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the hay that created the constellation Talay, the lamb or the ram, the sign of Aries. Barchem Taharem Rachamim Katam Tamim. Hasim Kadosh, Chet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yahid Gael. Lam
from Job, chapter 20, verse 7.
Kigelola Nessa. And the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, and we're going to read from the Zohar from the Parasha of Shmini, section 9, verse 84. Oved akom dihu misav umam dekariv behadeya istav kad yikrav beyayim b'Yisrael ha'istav v'yasir kashahu yayin dihu aved Viadla temadeda hu bilchodo ela kol madi avdei Yisrael letatam letata kolahu ke'en dugma dilela kishayin Tikae biatar ila ahugma tiyain demintera. An idolater is defiled, and whoever approaches him will also be defiled. Therefore, if he approaches and touches the wine of Israel, the wine is defiled and is forbidden for drinking. All the more forbidden is the wine which is made by an idolater, for it is defiled, as their wine is from the aspect of the other side. They draw the intoxicating wine, the secret of the illumination of the Ahachma, from the left, from above downward, which is a great impurity, which feeds the klipot. Consider the detritus of gold. This is unlike the preserved wine, which is the wine of the supernal Israel, Zeranpin, which is drawn from below upward. Do not say that this alone, meaning the wine of Israel below, is the same model as above. For everything that Israel does below is the same as the supernal model. The wine that is in a supernal place is all the more like the preserved wine. And my commentary. Defilement is a translation of the Hebrew word tumah. Tumah is spiritual defilement. The Kabbalah teaches that tumah transfers like energy transfers. The Kabbalah indicates that something that is not holy can be defiled. Sometimes if the tumah is strong enough, it will overcome even the positive aspect of holiness. Preserved wine is holy, but the tumah associated with an idolater is able to overcome this holiness. This is why preserved wine is protected from the touch and even the sight of an idolater. In Muslim country, the same problem is not needed, as the Muslim religion is not considered idol worship. The same cannot be said of the religions that follow the man from Nazareth. Does anybody have any questions? Our class tonight is on advanced reincarnation. It's the 73rd class. But we have been completed the 72nd class handout. And I'm not sure if we stopped at Chapter 31, Section 2, or if we stopped at Chapter 31, Section 3.
It was 3.
Does anybody remember? Number 3?
Yes.
So please click on the handout for class number 72 and then scroll down quite a ways, almost to the end, where it says the left shoulder, the root of Cain, chapter 31, section 3.
Well, we finished that one.
Now, we finished section 3?
Yes, we're on 4. According to my notes, I just found them, so.
Okay.
And
I'm not arguing. I'm not sure. So let's continue to scroll down and go back, and it's class 73, which starts chapter 31, section 4, more about the shoulders of Adam. I will now further explain the two shoulders of Adam. It has already been made known how Netzach and Hod of Atik Yomin are clothed within Chesed and Gevurah, the two arms of Arich Anpin. After that, the two arms of Arich Anpin are in turn clothed in the two Mochin, Chachma and Bina of Abba and Ima. The two shoulders of Arich are clothed within the dot of Zer Anpin, which divides into two crowns called Chesed and Gevurah. From them flows Or Makif, surrounding light, to the Nukva of Zer Anpin. It is also known that Atik Yomim only has 9 Sefirot, which is the Zohar in the Parsha of Noah called Tisha Hekalim, 9 chambers, as we've explained at the beginning of the Idra Zuta. The level of Malchut is not mentioned at all with respect to Atik Yomim. Therefore, the only Malchut mentioned is with respect to the Sefirat Hod, because the male side is Netzach and the female side is Hod. The Hod of Atik Yomim is clothed in the Gevurah of Arich Anpin, which is its left shoulder. It is called the crown of Gevurah in the secret of Ateret Ba'alah, the crown of her husband, because that is where Malchut is alluded to, as mentioned. From this we see that a spark of light flows from this left shoulder, acts as an Or Makif, a surrounding light, for the Nukva of Zer Anpin. Therefore, the root of Cain, which is from the side of the Nukva of Zer Anpin, grasps onto the left shoulder of Adam. However, the right shoulder is from the Netzach of Atik Yomim, and within it is the secret of Zer Anpin, the male aspect. Therefore, the root of Abel is in the right shoulder of Adam. It is already known that Malchut can ascend to the male place in the secret of Ateret Bala, specifically on the level of Or Makif. With this, you can appreciate the greatness of the left shoulder of Adam. This point is brought out in order to fully appreciate the root of Mashiach. My commentary. The gist of this section is that the soul root of Abel is the right shoulder of Adam, while the root of Cain is the left shoulder of Adam. The question is asked, which is higher? It is the left shoulder. This is what this section is attempting to explain, which it does not do well, in my opinion. Remember the Midrash that teaches that Moshe did not want to be the shepherd of Israel, and spoke to Hashem about Rabbi Akiva, teaching about the crowns of the letters that Moshe could not understand. Yet Moshe was satisfied that the role of shepherd was his, since Rabbi Akiva taught that the teachings about the crowns came directly from Moshe at Sinai. From this we learn that the higher soul root is Akiva. Yet it still does not explain why this is so. Elsewhere, it is taught that the name Akiva comes from the root of Ekev, which is a heel. And we know from the breaking of the vessels that the farther something falls into the klipa, the higher is its light and its potential. Chapter 31, Section 5, the subdivision of roots. The idea of the 248 limbs was explained to me in this way. All souls are included in Adam and they divide into many roots. As follows. In the beginning, they divided into the three forefathers. And after that, into the 12 tribes. And then into the 70 souls. After that, up to 600,000 small roots, all of which are included in Adam. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto explains that after the original sin, the privilege of starting the nation that would be responsible for the rectification process was up for grabs. There were previous tzaddikim, but only Abraham took full responsibility and accepted this yoke upon him and his children. We do not call anyone part patriarch except for three: Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the founding fathers. All operated out of the highest world, Atzilut, root and spark dynamics. Jacob, the culmination of their efforts, is the choice of the patriarchs, according to the Zohar, and completely fixed the original sin on the level of Atzilut. The next step in the rectification process was to draw the efforts of the patriarchs a rung down into Bria. This was the task of Jacob's children, the 12 tribes. The following step was to expand the tikkun of the tribes to the lower seven lower sephirot of Yetzirah. This was the job of the 70 souls that the tribal clans branched out into. The succeeding rung was to draw everything into the lowest of worlds, Asiyah. The 70 exploded into 600,000 souls who took this task. They started in Egypt. By the time they stood at Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, they were perfect. The sin of the golden calf disturbed the whole tikkun. The 600,000 came back repeatedly to fix it, little by little, in each generation. The right shoulder of Adam divides, as said, first into the three forefathers, then into the 12 tribes, and after that into the 70 souls. Each of the 70 small roots is an individual root from the ground roots of Adam. However, there are only 70 small roots in him, and all of them together are the partsuf of a single person. After this, the 70 roots divide up to 600,000 soul sparks. They are not called roots, but sparks. Each of the 70 small roots of the right shoulder we are discussing has one complete partsuf. And all of the 600,000 sparks of this right shoulder are one large root of Adam, called after Abel, the son of Adam. It is the same with the left shoulder of Adam. Three forefathers divide into 12 tribes, and then into 70 souls, which are called the 70 small roots. These 70 roots also divide into 600,000 sparks, which are not called roots. Each of these 70 roots is a complete partsuf, and all of them are called the root of Cain, the son of Adam. From all of these 70 roots came Rabbi Akiva, Akiva ben Mahalalel and King Hezkiah, as mentioned previously. This route divides into more than 613 sparks, all of which make up one complete partsuf. And from the partsuf of this route comes King Hezkiah. Rabbi Akiva and Akiva ben Mahalalel. However, King Hezkiah is from the head of the partsuf, and Akiva and Akavia ben Mahalalel are from the heel of this partsuf. Coming from the head, he is King Akiva, like Jacob suggests, Akev, the heel. Jacob comes from the heel and thereby infiltrates and subjugates Esau. The source of all this is found by what God said to the snake. He, man, shall smite you on the head, and you shall smite him on the heel. And his, Jacob's hand, holds on to the heels of Esau. Jacob comes from the heel and thereby infiltrates and subjugates Esau, the snake on his own territory. Rabbi Akiva continued this dynamic. Therefore, he was born of converts, just as Jacob's outstanding quality is Torah. It improves and empowers to subdue all negative forces. In the humble opinion of Chaim, based upon what we are now saying and what was said in the previous discussion, we find that this root mentioned is of the level of the heel of the general's shoulder, which is one of the 70 roots of Cain. The head of the heel is Hezkiah, and the end of this heel, that is the heel of the heel, is Rabbi Akiva and Akavia. However, in the previous discussion, we explained that the souls included in Adam divided into 613 large roots, and after that into 600,000 small roots. Here we are explaining that it occurs in another way, that they are three forefathers that divide into 12 tribes, and then 70 souls only, and after that into 600,000 small roots. However, if we look closely, we will see that it results in the same conclusion. And you will see how the Tariag, the 613 mitzvahs, divide into 600,000. For the letters Taf and Resh from Tariag equal 600 and can be rendered Taf Resh Rabui, 60 myriads. The letter Yud hints to the level of the 70 souls, because the six extremities correspond to the 60 myriads, as is known. If you add Yud, which is 10, to 60, you arrive at the number 70. That is the 70 souls. The letters Yud and Gimel, 13, are the 12 tribes, and with one extra that unifies them. This is how Tariag includes all of the parts. The wisdom of Gematria teaches that after the calculation of the value of a word, one extra can always be added. It represents the surrounding energy that encompasses the specific energy of the totality. The idea here is that Tariag, the amount of God-given commandments, is a universal concept that encompasses all the souls and accordingly all of existence, which is made for the souls. Returning to the topic of Cain and Abel, the two crowns are the crown of Chesed and the crown of Gevurah, which are hidden within Abba and Ima. Adam and Eve are Abba and Ima, and so Abel is the crown of Chesed and Cain is the crown of Gevurah. My teacher also organized the soul roots for me in another way. We already explained that a person has a nefesh from Asiyah, a ruach from Yetzirah, a neshama from Buriyah, a nefesh from the Nukva of Atzilut, and a ruach from Zeranpin of Atzilut, a neshama from Bina of Atzilut. The soul of the soul called Chaya from Abba of Atzilut, and Yechidah from Keter, which is called Ari Chanpin of Atzilut. Every root from the roots of the soul has a portion of these levels. However, this is how the division of the soul roots take place. To begin with, they divide into five roots, Ari Chanpin, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Nukva. When the world was created, these five roots divided into the Zihira Ila'a of Adam, which Enoch later merited. This is the level of Arishan Pin. Adam also took the level of Abba, and Eve, that of Ima. Abel received Zeran Pin, and Cain the Nukva. It would have been preferable that Abel, who is Zeranpin, be born before Cain, who is Nukva. Therefore, it would have been preferable that Abel, who is Zeranpin, be born before Cain, who is Nukva. However, when Adam sinned, he caused the intermingling of good and evil, causing a defect, the result of which was Cain being born before Abel. This is explained in the Sharei HaPsukim, the Gates of Verses, on the verse, and Adam knew his wife Eve. Look over there. All the rest of the souls of the world that are born from these five roots are in the world of Atzilut. The rest of these souls, however, are born from the five roots of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. For in each world there are five roots. All of them are secondary to the roots of Atzilut, follow after them, and are included in them. In the same way that all the souls of the world are rooted in these five roots. Each root divides into 10 sephirot, resulting in 50 roots in each world. The 50 that are in Atzilut are the root of everything. These 50 roots divide even further, which will be explained elsewhere. Every root from the roots of the souls include one complete partsuf, composed of 248 limbs and 365 tendons, which incorporates 613 sparks. Though combined, they are complete partsuf of one soul, with all its parts, a single root. However, specifically, they are 613 sparks, which are Torah scholars. There are also many sparks in every root that are Ame Haaretz, an ignoramus, who work in the dwelling places of the world. For every root is like a tree that produces fruit, which are the scholars, and leaves, branches, wood, and peels, which are the Ami Haaretz. My commentary. This section is explaining the hierarchy of souls by name and family relationship. This means that in the world of Atzilut, we start with Adam. This world includes all other souls that will ever come into the earth. Next, we have Cain and Abel, which are lower than Adam, but so high that we count them as at the same level. Thus, we have three columns, which represent the three patriarchs. From the world of Atzilut, next is the world of Briah. We have the 12 tribes. Jacob corrected the world of Atzilut and provides the potential to correct the world of Briah through the 12 tribes. Within the 12 tribes, we have the 70 elders, which represent the potential correction, tikkun of the world of Yetzirah. Finally, all other people have the potential to correct in concert with each other, the world of Asia. In our generation, who are the 70 elders? There are many people who have split and made mistakes that we cannot know or understand. In effect, it is people who are on the outside are similar to everyone else, while on the inside they are potentially higher than everyone else. The same is true for the 12 tribes and the three patriarchs. Now to read the footnotes of this section. Also Issachar, who is further from this root, is outstandingly marked in Torah. From the lowest of the low, the heel of the heel, dynamic, it ascends to the highest of the high. So Rabbi Akiva ascended to the very original movement of Genesis, also the doors of the Azara, temple courtyard, never closed on such an outstanding individual in Torah, and fear of sin as a caveat. That's the end of section 5. Are there any questions? Souls Leaving the Klipot, chapter, section 6 of chapter 31. When the time comes for these souls to enter the world, it is possible for 1, 2, 3, or 10, etc., sparks to come at once and in the same generation, if they are from the same root. More specifically, it is possible for 2 sparks to come into the world at one time, one from the right spring and one from the left spring of that root, or for 5 sparks to come at the same time, and they are the first 5 joints of the 5 fingers of the right hand. Alternatively, the first 10 joints of the 10 fingers of the right and left hands and the like. It is possible for 2 sparks to come into this world at one time. Thus, you can find in a single generation many sparks that are from the level of the tendons, which are close to each other. This is why you should not be surprised to find Rabbi Akiva and Akavia ben Mehalalel living simultaneously, or to find in the generation of Amorayim, of Abaya, Rami Bar Hamina, and Rav Dimi from Nechardea, even though they are all from the root of Cain, from the left shoulder of Adam, as we will later explain. There is another reason for what we have been speaking of, and that is when the Shekhinah went into exile amongst the Klipot, all the souls of the righteous went with it. Depending on the level of the mitzvahs performed by a righteous person from the root, and the time it is done, one or more sparks will be able to leave the Klipot and ascend into this world. There is even though the sparks are not near one another. This is even though the sparks are not near one another in the root. It all depends upon the time and the mitzvahs that the righteous person from that root performs. There is also another matter. Adam had a nefesh from Asiyah, a ruach from Yetzirah, a neshama from Briah, and above this, a nefesh, ruach, and neshama from Atzilut, from the nukva of Zeranpin, from Zeranpin and from Ima, respectively. The 3 from the world of Atzilut are called Zehira Ila'a of Adam, and are explained in the Zohar in the Sitrei Torah section of Kiddushim. After Cain and Abel were born, Adam sinned and the Zehira Ila'a was removed from him. Before Cain and Abel were born, Adam sinned and the Zeherah Ela'ah was removed from him. That is the three portions we mentioned from Atzilut. In this matter, the decree of God was fulfilled. On the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die. From the three portions of Atzilut removed from him, and there is no harsher death than this. When Cain and Abel were born, the nephesh of Atzilut, which had been removed from Adam, was divided between Cain and Abel. Later we will explain, God willing, the Gilgul of Cain from the level of nephesh of Atzilut that he merited, how it reincarnated and went to Kenan and Mahalalel until it reincarnated into Nadav and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, the two parts of one body, as mentioned in the Zohar Pinchas and Acharei Mot. This is what is written. There were men who were unclean by Nefesh Adam, the dead body of man. Literally, Nefesh Adam, the soul of Adam, for it is talking about Nadav and Abihu, as the sages say, who were on the level of the Nefesh of Adam. After that, it went to Pinchas, when he killed Zimri, as the Zohar mentions, and as we will discuss later, God willing. We will also clarify how Cain and Abel took the nephesh of Atzilut, or Adam, to rectify it after he sinned with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. My commentary. This section is explaining the idea of groups of souls who travel and reincarnate together from generation to generation. They do this because they started close together in the soul of Adam and Adam's part. Examples are given above. At this point, it would be helpful to learn some anatomy within the science vocabulary, which in my opinion is not necessary. In fact, it would be good to generate a list of modern anatomy parts in correspondent to the levels mentioned above, the patriarchs, the tribes, and the elders. Reading the footnotes. In general, one who descends from his level is called dying. This applies especially to a fallout of Atzilut. The world of divinity and eternal life forever. A term used in the Zohar to refer to Netzach and Hod. The idea is that they are so closely knit as to be considered an inseparable unit. That's the end of the section, and we would not be able to finish the next two sections, or even the next one section, by the time our time was up. So are there any questions? Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we will have a session of questions and answers. Please send me an email with your questions or text me your questions. Or come on the class live and ask the questions directly. Thursday night at 7 p.m. will be a Zohar class in the Parasha of Shmini. Saturday night at 7 o'clock will be a class in Tazria and the double portion. Are there any questions? Sunday morning, we will return at 10:30 to our preparation for the various holidays. And I'll mention tonight that there's a holiday, Remembrance Day, celebration or a connection, if it's not a celebration, to the Shoah, to the Holocaust. That day will be Thursday night and Friday. please join us Thursday night for the Zohar, or Saturday night for the teachings from the Zohar. Sunday morning, we've discussed, we'll be returning to preparation for the holidays at 10:30 a.m. Monday at 7 p.m., there was nobody on the call except for one person Monday night this week, so we didn't have the Hebrew letters Shin, and we will try and do that tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but this coming Monday night, when we'll study the Hebrew letter Shin. And then, of course, next Tuesday, we will return to the consciousness of reincarnation. Shalom to everyone. Be well, everyone. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom.